41.
Direct the city engineer to waive city code upon receiving evidence to support a proposal to rename Southwest 9th Avenue from West Burnside Street to Southwest Montgomery Street to Park Avenue and allow the Portland Bureau of Transportation to process the street renaming application in good faith.
Commissioner Novick.
Steve, in light of the time, can we agree that testimony will be limited to 1 minute on this?
As far as I'm concerned.
I don't even know if we have somebody here for this.
You
want to talk about it?
Afternoon, Mayor Hale, City Council. I know you guys have had a long day. I'll be as brief as possible. Early 2016, the Bureau of Kurt Krueger with the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Early 2016, we received a street renaming application from TMT Development. They were proposing to rename Southwest 9th Avenue in the central city between Burnside and Montgomery to Southwest Park. PMOD did a cursory review of the code and the application and realized that we couldn't process the application with the limitations that the code presents us with. There are two limitations that preventing this application from moving forward. The code asks that a street be renamed by a prominent person, that prominent person be deceased for 5 years, and that the street be renamed continuously from starting point to ending point. The proposal before us is obviously not for a real person, and the proposal is not to actually rename the entire length of Southwest Park Avenue. Park Avenue extends north of Burnside, where it becomes Northwest Park Avenue, and there are a couple very small segments scattered in the West Hills that are obviously not continuous with this request. So the request before you is a resolution to waive the code for those two provisions to allow this application to enter into the process. That process will include a nomination of a historian panel that will review this and make a recommendation to the Portland Planning and Sustainability Commission. The Planning and Sustainability Commission will conduct a hearing, take testimony, and forward a recommendation to City Council. City Council will then conduct a hearing and determine whether or not the test has been met and if the renaming is approvable. So the request today here is not to rename a street. The request is a way of two portions of code to let this application move forward through the process.
I've got a small question. I don't want to get bogged down in this, but it's fun to think about something else for a couple of minutes here. This process should go forward, obviously, but it seems to me that setting the boundaries in the resolution might be a little restrictive, just a point of geography. So then Park will still be Park if this goes forward from Burnside to Irving? And then stop because that's where it would end in the post office property. Why not go all the way if we're going to rename most of this street in the downtown core, finish the job with whatever that is, 7 more blocks? I just want to throw that out there. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but I'd like this process to have a little bit of flexibility to consider those possibilities.
I agree, Mayor. My understanding is that the proposal is the proposal because this is what people on the street requested. But I think that once we start the process, we could consider something perhaps more comprehensive.
Okay. As long as we're open to that, I don't know if it's a good idea or not, or if the property owners would burn me an effigy for even bringing this up, but just wanted to get it out there. Okay. Other questions for Kurt?
Is it your intention to at some subsequent time bring an application to rename the streets on either end of this Madison and Lexington? I see where we're headed here.
New York West.
Stand up for Portland.
That's right. Okay, he's not going to answer that question. He's going to take the fifth
on that one.
Other questions for Kurt? Thank you very much. Is there anyone who wants to speak on this item today? Okay, come on up.
Hi, Council. I'm going to do this. This is Mary Eng, but I might be having a gender change coming up with Mr. Eng signed up later. But I'm going to do this in my southern accent because I grew up in Tennessee where the streets just start changing. And if you're from out of town and you're on a road and you're driving down along the road, then it suddenly changes, and it can be so tremendously confusing. So I do appreciate everything you're doing to make it all very consistent and orderly. I do appreciate that. And I just want you to know my hands hurt so much from that arrest, Mr. Hales. Why do you do that to a woman, cover her with bruises? It hurts so bad.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion on the resolution? Then a roll call vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Thank you, Kurt. And actually, Commissioner Fish, I feel your pain, because it's always struck me as kind of funny that we have a Broadway in a park as if we were pretending to be New York. But as long as we have something that's park part of the way, I see no objection to considering making it park, you know, for some amount of the rest of its length. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.